resistance.
The re-registration of the dicamba formulations include adjustments to the label to reduce the potential for off-target application. Winfield United agronomy manager Ryan Wolf says the changes were not significant.
Nationwide cutoff date June 30th. Some states are a little earlier, but I think that makes it equal playing field for all states now, and we all know kind of what rules, especially if you're on borders of different states and that kind of stuff. You see a little increase in buffer zones on different occasions. I think the main thing you got to think about is probably the addition of the over-top EPA-approved pH buffer agent.
The pH buffering adjuvant will reduce the potential for volatility.
I think adjuvants become a bigger player, and really what we've been seeing is you really need a very exact adjuvant for what your application is about. The all-in-ones are kind of like a Swiss Army knife. You know, they can do a lot of different things, but I can tell you that they probably don't do a lot of different things well. And when you're really starting to get into these specific applications on 2,4-D, dicamba, Liberty, you really want to pick the right adjuvant package that's really specific for what you're trying to do out in the field.
There is a lot of attention given to the different traits, but Wolf believes genetics and agronomics should be the first consideration when making seed decisions. A friendly reminder.